This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today is the day stores attempt to sell us all the stuff we didn't buy before the holidays. Some places have piles of ornaments and winter gloves to unload. In others, the clearance racks are already pretty sparse. It's all the result of calls made months ago about how much to stock, bets placed about how much we'd all buy. Welcome to today's installment of our series, Holidays Brought to You By.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Conrad Wilson of Oregon Public Broadcasting takes a look at how stores stock their shelves.
Just a few days before Christmas, Jennifer Zyers stood in the toy aisle at a Target store in Portland, Oregon. She was shopping for her baby daughter, who smiled from her car seat tucked inside the red shopping cart.
Her name is Snow, and I know they have Snow White stuff, so I was just trying to see if they had any little, like, something small at Snow White.
Just a few aisles away, the once fresh-looking Christmas section was already picked over, complete with clearance signs. So how did Target decide on these kinds of toys and holiday decorations? Not to mention how many of them the store should have.
It is, to a large extent, a science combined with an art.
Akshay Rao is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota. He says every year retailers face this classic problem where they try to determine how much to order without fully knowing the demand.
You look at historical data, you look at trends, you look at stated preferences in the marketplace through some sort of market research, and you come up with an estimate of what's going to be hot.
Rao says for many retailers, that's just the first step.
The other side of the equation is attempting to influence that demand.
Rao says retailers use tools like social media to steer customers towards certain products. He says they use discounts or emphasize features, like a phone with a fancy new camera, to entice customers to buy. But he says at the end of the day, there's still plenty of guesswork.
And people who guess right are considered geniuses and are often lucky. And people who guess wrong are left holding a fair amount of inventory that then goes on sale the day after Christmas.
But there's a new challenge for stores, says David Raffow, a business professor at Portland State University. He says customers are waiting longer to make decisions about what to purchase. And that's making it harder to predict holiday sales.
The way it used to be is that people would get signals like Black Friday, what's hot, what's not, and then they try to get it on their shelves, more of it, or whatever, as fast as possible. What are the sizes? What are the colors? What are the toys that people are wanting?
But Raffo says it's better for retailers to have too much inventory than not enough.
The cost of not having the product is lost sales. And it's not just the sale of that product, but if a retailer doesn't have what you want, you may go to another store and do all your other shopping at that other store.
And besides, without that extra stuff, how else would retailers be able to offer those great after-Christmas deals? I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.